Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Pfizer Incorporated announced Friday it's asking U.S. regulators to allow the emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, the first pharmaceutical company to do so. Officials say the first limited shots could be available as early next month. Albert Bourla is the CEO of Pfizer. He says the company is also seeking authorization to market the vaccine worldwide.
We have already initiated rolling submissions in Australia, Canada, Europe, Japan, and the UK, and we plan to submit immediately to other regulatory authorities around the world.
Pfizer says trials show its vaccine is 95% effective in preventing COVID-19 with no major safety concerns. The number of COVID-19 cases in California continues to surge as the state prepares to implement a curfew for much of the population. From member station KQED, Katie Orr reports.
California had more than 13,000 new coronavirus cases recorded on Thursday, one of its highest daily totals since the pandemic started. There were also 91 additional deaths. California's positivity rate is now 5.2%. That number has been trending upward in recent weeks. Beginning Saturday, the state will implement a daily 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for the counties living with the most severe COVID-19 restrictions. The curfew will apply to 94% of California's population and last for at least a month. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Attorneys for President-elect Joe Biden say the Trump campaign has no chance of overturning the results of the election. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the administration continues to push baseless claims of voter fraud.
In a post-election legal briefing, Biden attorney Bob Bauer says President Trump and his allies are ripping away at the fabric of American democracy by refusing to accept the outcome of the election.
What Donald Trump has done and is continuing to do is to denigrate and defame and deride this entire process and to allege to the American public that what they know in their hearts is not true is somehow true and that the election was somehow illegitimate.
Bauer says the Constitution and federal law do not permit state legislators to subvert the will of the voters. His remarks come as the Trump campaign continues to pursue legal challenges in a number of swing states but have so far failed. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
President Trump summoned some Republican lawmakers from Michigan to the White House Friday as his campaign seeks to keep some states from certifying that Biden won the election. Later, the lawmakers said they had no information that would change the outcome and they would follow the normal electoral process. This is NPR News. Georgia Friday certified that Biden did win the presidential election in that state after a hand recount. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said Biden received 2.47 million votes, more than 12,000 more than President Trump. Governor Brian Kemp certified Georgia's slate of 16 presidential electors. Biden's the first Democrat to carry the state since 1992. Police in Wisconsin say they're searching for a gunman, a white male in his 20s or 30s, who opened fire in a suburban Milwaukee shopping mall Friday afternoon. They say seven adults and a teenager were injured. Two unions that represent actors settled a contentious dispute over the streaming of theatrical production of plays and musicals during the pandemic. Jeff London reports.
Actors Equity, the union that represents stage actors, and SAG-AFTRA, which represents television and film actors, announced the agreement on Thursday. With theaters shut down across the country, the two unions were battling over who would represent actors for digital streams of performances. The new agreement gives temporary jurisdiction to Equity until December 31, 2021, over work recorded for digital distribution that replaces or supplements a live audience. Equity shows can only be offered to ticket holders via the theaters that produce them, not broadcast to the general public. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
SAG-AFTRA also represents many on-air editorial employees at NPR. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.